Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Here on the Jen and Tim Show, we are the morning show that continues to cover Cleveland. Dr. Amy Edwards, who is an infectious disease specialist at UH Rainbow, joins us every week, and she joins us on the show now.
Dr. Edwards, we hear there could be a vaccine by the end of the year. Is that really possible?
That would be a world record in vaccine manufacture. What you have to remember is vaccines usually take between 5 and 10 years. So what we're pushing for in the scientific and medical community is a vaccine by next year. That's 2 years. That right there would already be the fastest a vaccine has ever been put out before. Really what we need is multiple vaccines to get through development and manufacture so that these vaccines can be distributed all over the world.
Dr. Amy Edwards joins the show. So, Dr. Edwards, can we expect, the ability, or do you think we'll be allowed to have any type of mass gatherings in the near future?
I doubt it. I just don't see how that's going to be possible. I mean, I could envision a world where you allow people to go to a sporting event, but you maybe close all the food vendors because there's no way to keep them from congregating around the food carts, or I don't know, but then how do you do the restrooms? And I don't know how you do it without risking hundreds of people getting sick.
As retail begins to open on May 12th, if we want to go out to the stores, really how safe should we feel when we go?
You should feel pretty safe. Remember, the mask is not for you. The mask is not going to keep you safe. The mask is for you to keep the people around you safe so that the droplets that you're producing that may or may not have virus in them are contained within your mask rather than sprayed out at the world. But for you personally to be safe, you go out, and while you're out and about touching things like door handles and grocery shopping and whatever, you keep your hands away from your face, away from your mask. And then when you're done with whatever you're doing, you hand sanitize or you wash your hands, and that's fine. It doesn't matter what you touch. It doesn't matter how much virus you get on your skin. The virus can't invade your skin. The virus has to get in through your eyes, your nose, or your mouth. So as long as you keep your hands away from your face and then wash your hands when you're done doing whatever you're doing, then you're going to be fine.
Dr. Amy Edwards, an infectious disease specialist at UH Rainbow, joins us here on the Jen and Tim Show. And just a couple of days ago, Governor Mike DeWine had mentioned maybe the kids going back to school 2 days a week and then being virtually schooled the rest of the week. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that you could put kids back in school pretty safely. I mean, sure, they would get sick, but the vast majority of them would do fine. The problem with kids in school is them taking the virus home to their parents, them spreading the virus to their teachers, especially if one of the teachers is older or has pre-existing medical conditions.
So we know most events for the summer and fall have been canceled, but what if you're planning a wedding for next year or a vacation? Is it safe to still do that?
I of the opinion that it's probably, this is something that we're going to be dealing with through 2021. I mean, unless there's a vaccine, I don't see an end to this. But maybe the federal government is correct and there will be a vaccine by the end of the year. I just, there's no way to predict. So if you're going to plan something, make sure that you have refundable deposits and all that sort of stuff, because nobody knows what the future is going to hold.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.